can be a very, very long time in politics, or it can be over in just a blink of an eye. So yesterday we were talking about the National Party leadership, Judith Collins, not a matter of if, it was a matter of when. Talked to our political commentator Dale Stevens about this just yesterday. Well, we're back again. Dale Stevens, 24 hours. Wow, it can go just like that and the world changes, does it not? Absolutely.
Yes, look, I just wanted to start out with a little shout-out, actually. I normally finish with a shout-out, but I don't know if you would have heard Dr. Shane Retty at the press stand-up at the end of the caucus meeting this morning, but a man of calm demeanour, a man with some very good one-liners, and I just think that he's conducted himself immaculately throughout this. He said to me some time ago that his role as the deputy leader is to support the leader and do all the grunt work in the background to enable the party to function. And at this time, even more so, the mahi that Dr. Shane is doing is so much appreciated.
What does this mean for Dr. Shane Retty? He, in terms of long-term role as leader or deputy leader, what will his position be after Tuesday when the caucus comes back together to make their final decision? It is, he said that he is not putting his name forward for leadership. So what does the future look like for him then?
I think if we were to be really strategic about, you know, there's an old saying, getting the right people on the right bus and the right seats going in the right direction. Dr. Shane, in my view, his best position is leading in the health area. And can a party leader also look after such a massive portfolio? And I guess that's the challenge there. Dr. Shane, as we know, is such a leader in health. And he's proven it even the last few weeks, you know, going back to his practice and delivering vaccinations in the far north. So I believe the best value for Dr. Shane is in health. If he thinks he can do both, and he's a man of honour that won't do anything unless he can do it absolutely appropriately and full on, if he can do that, then I'd totally support him. But I think we would all agree that his best value to this country is in the health sector.
What does the change of leadership, and we'll talk about those that are, well, actually, no, we should talk about potential leaders going forward, because I was going to ask, what does this mean for Māori and our relationship with National going forward? It is said that, although not officially, but it is said that those that might be looking at throwing their name into the ring is Christopher Luxton and Mark Mitchell. Let's look at Christopher Luxton. In terms of the relationship National had built under Bill English and John Key, will Chris Luxton be able to progress that relationship?
Yeah, so I've had a number of chats with Christopher about this, and he picked up the iwi development portfolio initially last year when he came into Parliament. And so we sat down and talked about the range of iwi issues and the leaders across the country that he really needed to make contact with. I know that he's quite studiously been working his way through meeting as many of these as he can. I believe that Christopher is a very inclusive leader who believes that any leader is part of a team, and that team has to be able to reach out to all communities. And I believe that he would do as well as he possibly could for all communities, including Māori.
What we do remember of Christopher Luxton was, during his time with Air New Zealand, was that he tried to copyright the kōrū, which of course upset the whole of the Māori nation. And so while we might think of him as pragmatic, he's pragmatic in terms of Pākehā te ao Pākehi in the business sense, not so much when it comes to social development or race relations. Very different being a pragmatic business person opposed to that a person that looks pragmatically about how to advance social issues amongst Indigenous people.
Yeah, you also have to remember that during the time that Christopher was the CEO of Air New Zealand, they also he was responsible for bringing in a lot of the bilingual terminology used by Air New Zealand now. He was part of the Te Āki Pledge that was developed. And absolutely, he hired Māori relations, I guess, professionals across the organisation to ensure that they were properly understanding and working with that culture. So there are, I guess, examples of where he has also worked in the best interests of Māori in that regard.
Let's get on to Mark Mitchell then. It is said that he might throw his name into their hat. He has done so before. It is going to be all about the numbers in caucus when it comes to this vote. It's got nothing to do with the board as such, although they may or may not be wanting to influence. Probably not. They'll probably try not to influence anybody's decision when they go into the vote on Tuesday. What do we know of Mark Mitchell and his relationship engagement with Māori?
Yeah, Mark's got a career in the armed services and then in the police. He worked offshore in the international arena. He's held senior roles within the party for a number of years. My dealings with Mark have been very, very good. He certainly understands the Māori world, not as well as he'd like to, but once again, he's an inclusive operator who believes that his role, certainly as a local MP, that he translates very easy to the national stage, is to be available for everybody, no matter what their issue is. And once again, I've been working with the likes of Dr. Shane and Tu Williams around developing a greater understanding of Te Ao Māori for the National Party. And the likes of Mark Mitchell, Christopher Luxon have been in that discussion, boots and all, because they do want to know and they do want to be part of understanding how best that any political party can and should work with Māori. So I'd be reasonably confident with both of them that they will have the best endeavours for all cultures and at the heart of what they're trying to achieve.
The issue, I guess, for Māori, if we are considering whether or not National will be a good party for us, in terms of future development, is the aspect of conservatism around both gentlemen, around both members of parliament.
Yep.
They are seen to be conservative, and we understand that to be right of centre. But also too, there is an issue around social conservatism as well. Mark Mitchell may not be so embracive when it comes to diverse communities, our Takatāpui community. That may or may not affect how he relates on a broader issue with Māori. We're not quite sure about Mr. Luxton. He does have a very Christian āhua, and he promotes that, and good on him, but we're still not sure whether or not that translates into engagement with Māori in a broader, wider sense.
Yeah, when I look at opportunities across Parliament, firstly in relation to Christopher, let's say that he's not the only Christian in Parliament, and there are Christians in all parties in Parliament, and I think there's some good values that come out of that as well. But having said that, I think it's fair to say that we as a society are on a journey to understand diversity better, to be able to work in these spaces a lot better. I mean, I have to put my own hand up. I didn't realise until just recently that officially there are 52 gender classifications in the world today. And so there's an opportunity for all of us to learn how to embrace this difference or these differences a lot better. And I think that National gets painted a little unfairly at times at being socially conservative. If you hear some of the discussion around social issues, there are also some quite forward-thinking ideas coming through. And we can't at this stage rule out Simon Bridges, Ngāti Maniapoto. Interestingly, today, Debbie Ngā-Rewa Packer said that if Simon put his hand up for leadership, that they would gladly work, the Pāti Māori would gladly work with Simon, because they want to work with people of whakapapa. And Simon is the first person that will tell you, gosh, I'm on a journey as well. And he didn't have the benefit of growing up in a whānau that embraced the culture. That was, unfortunately, that generation that was divorced from its whakapapa. And so he's, in his own way, taking that journey to learn. And I think that we need to be cognizant of the fact that it's, for some, it's a difficult journey, and for some, it's quite easy. We just have to accept that people get to these points at different stages. But I do believe that there's the best of intent at heart for these people about trying to get it right. At the end of the day, we've got to get, as Dr. Shane said at his press stand-up today, we've got to get our eyes off ourselves and raise them to the horizon, because that's what New Zealand wants. They want a way forward for all our people.
Now, as an aspiring Member of Parliament yourself, Dale Stevens for National, do you have a, I'll ask you anyway, do you have a personal preference as who you would like to be a Member of Parliament and as your leader?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I have to say that I'm blessed in that I have a great relationship with pretty much every member of the caucus, and the ones I don't have a great relationship, I haven't got to know them well enough yet. And I know Mark Mitchell well, I know Christopher well, Simon, Nicola, Erica Stanford, all those key names that are being mentioned in this leadership opportunity going forward. To me, they all bring outstanding qualities, different qualities, and I still believe that it's actually leadership of any group is about getting the right mix of people that work together, and the leader is simply the person that is part of a team that empowers them going forward. I can see that the key nominees for this particular leadership position right here and now, they have those kind of qualities that want to engage a team, and they want to bring the best out of those people to get them on the right seat on the bus to deliver the best they can. So I don't really have a preference. I'd be happy with any one of those that are currently in the conversation.
Do you think Dr. Shane should throw his name into the ring?
Yeah, when you talk about governance and leading organisations, it's quite often quoted that you don't go into a battle that you don't know the result of. And I would say that Dr. Shane will be carefully considering his options. I would love it if he stood up to be the leader of the party. Having said that, I think we desperately need his skills in that health sector, as I talked about before. I have no doubt that whatever the shape of the leadership is going forward, that Dr. Shane will be in a crucial role in any leadership team for the National Party. And that's really, really important.